what's happening in your hometown? Let us know. Call the KGLO Live Line on the Tim Fleming Show at 494-2500. We're your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, it's time now for the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program. And in studio with us, we have Mary Ingham from Crisis Intervention.
Good morning, Tim.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm awesome.
Whew. Wow. It's that season, isn't it?
It is.
We're talking wintertime sports, and we're talking getting involved in community things and holiday gatherings, and you gotta love it.
It's beautiful. On my way in today, I saw people had their Christmas lights up already. I think it's a little early, but whatever. They didn't ask me to help hang them, so they look pretty.
Yeah. Okay, I'm with you on that, too. I usually wait till it's really cold. This isn't cold yet. It's got to get really cold. Then I'll put some lights up.
Yeah.
Hey, tell everybody a little bit about Crisis Intervention. You're here on the Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program, and just from a background standpoint, so people understand what you guys are all about.
Sure. We work with individuals and families that have been impacted by domestic violence, sexual assault, homicide, or any type of violent crime. So we are there to provide support and services to victims right here in Cerro Gordo County. All of our services are completely free. We're available 24 hours a day. So just like radio, we're on call. When something happens, we're there to provide support.
And so funding is key for you guys, obviously.
Absolutely. We are a private nonprofit organization, so we rely on grants and donations to keep our doors open, to keep people there to answer the phones, and to provide support to people. And the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation is one of those great foundations that supports our work every year. They'll support special projects. For example, this year, they helped us upgrade our technology. You know, in the last couple of years, we learned that we rely on technology, I think, more than we thought we did. And we are really good about helping people in crisis. We're really good with trauma work. We are not good with limping 10-year-old laptops up to life. So they helped us upgrade our technology, which then helps us better serve people in our community.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Those are the kinds of things that if we all kind of work together like this organization helps us do, we can all get better.
Absolutely. I actually used to sit on the board of the Cerro Gordo Community Foundation, so I can see it from both ways as a recipient of grant funds. But then also, one of the great things they do is to award grant funds throughout the county. And one of the things that they do really well is they realize that there are more communities in this county than Mason City and Clear Lake. And sometimes a lot of people forget about the Swaledales, the Thorntons. There's a lot of communities out there. And when you drive through those small towns, this will be a fun activity this week. You'll drive through Swaledale and look at their park and look at the improvements they've made in their park. The Swaledale Park might not have as many visitors as East Park, but that park is vital to the happiness, to the health of the community. So that's a great thing about the foundation.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and sometimes it's the littlest things that you talk about, updating your laptops. And we had the Clear Lake Chamber here recently, too. They're talking about getting a new roof put on the building,
yeah,
and things like that. Those funds really can make a difference.
I know they've helped with big things, too. I know they've helped a community with a lift station. I'll be honest, I'm not 100% what a lift station does, but it seems like it's vital to a community running smoothly. But they also help with the fire departments and EMTs. They are a great local supporter.
Well, I've always said that from a community, we're bigger than Mason City around North Iowa. This is one of the things I like about living here, is that it is a North Iowa community. And so I think from my standpoint, you obviously were on the board for a while,
yeah,
and and you can see it from both sides, you say, but this really helps us kind of pull all of that together.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that the other thing great about the organizations is composition is made up from people throughout the county.
Mm-hmm.
So they really do get all of the different points of view.
I was going to ask, getting back to a little bit about crisis intervention now, in going into the holiday season, is this a busier time, tougher time? I hate to talk about busier time in your business,
sure.
But I think it could be because people are indoors more. The doors stay shut. It's colder outside and that kind of thing.
And what we see is when the weather starts to turn, we actually see a bit of a dip in people reaching out to our services. I think some of that is when windows are closed, neighbors aren't hearing things, neighbors aren't calling things in, people aren't out and about, maybe activities in the yard. The other thing that we see quite a bit of from about Thanksgiving through right after Christmas, I think families are really trying to create that Norman Rockwell or Hallmark movie moment. We're going to hold it together. It's not so bad. I want my kids to have a great Christmas. Where we see a spike is right after Christmas. And I think that's where a lot of times that those dreams didn't come true or the bills from Christmas are starting to come in. And that's almost like, you know, we've got a rocky relationship and now we've just thrown gas on the fire and things have gotten worse. So it slows down with us a little bit for clients, but then we also ramp up our work on what we can do to help the people we serve. So we work with other organizations to make sure that everyone has food on their table for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and hopefully the days in between. We make sure that kids have gifts to open. So just because our client load slows down a little bit, we're still staying plenty busy.
Yeah, the anxiety level out there is still there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got to watch that. If somebody's right now thinking, you know, I've thought about the services at Crisis Intervention, haven't gone that route, is there a way they can get to you guys kind of anonymously, if you will?
Absolutely. Anyone can reach out to us at 1-800-479-9071. That line is answered 24 hours a day. We also have quite a few people that reach out to us through our webpage, which is just cishelps.org. We also are on Facebook. And we get right now the most messages that we get from people, either people wanting to help our organization or people looking for help for themselves, is through Facebook Messenger. I think for a lot of people, that's just up and running on their phones all the time, and it's an easy way to reach out. But
yeah, and they can use the private messaging to do that.
Absolutely.
And that can be so key, too, in this whole process.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, it's great to have you in on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. You know all about this. And by the way, too, we should mention, if you're interested in learning more about joining the Cerro Gordo County Community Foundation Committee, you can contact committee member John Drury at johndrury91@gmail.com. That's johndrury91@gmail.com. You talk about being involved from a small community.
Absolutely.
There you go. John's the guy.
He is.
He's the
guy. Fun fact, John is my cousin.
Is that right?
It's a small world.
We're all in North Island together.
We are.
Mary, great to see you today.
Good to see you.
That's our Community Foundation of Cerro Gordo County program on AM 1300, KGLO.